欢迎，对不起，我要欢迎我的内弟，他开了几百里的路来听我讲道，所以我都要谢谢他们。
Apologize, I have to just extend my welcome and then thanks to my brother-in-law who drove a few hundred miles just to come here and hear my sermons. I want to thank you for coming.
当然今天也有很多这个爱主的朋友他们 来到我们中间，我们也对他们十分的欢迎，希望他们能够继续的来。
Also, we are very thankful that we have a few brothers and sisters who love the Lord, who came to visit our church today. My wish is that you would be able to stay in this church and worship with us.
这个万弟兄的岳父母，他们从东北到这里来很不容易，我们很高兴他们在我们中间。
Michael's parents-in-law, they're here with us from the northeast China. So it's also a long journey from here. So I'm very happy that they are in our midst today as well.
请我们翻到《哥林多前书》第九章。
Could you turn to just open your Bible, turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 9. 1 Corinthians chapter 9.
我只读一节经文，就是二十三节。
First Corinthians chapter 9 verse 23.
这是使徒保罗表达他自己的心意。
Over here, in this verse, that Apostle Paul expressed his wishes and wills in this verse.
他说：“凡我所行的，都是为福音的缘故，为要与人同得这福音的好处。”
1 Corinthians chapter 9 verse 23, I do all this for the sake of the gospel, that I may share in its blessings.
我相信这个应该是所有信主的人、侍奉主的人所应该有的心志。
I believe that this is what everybody who is a believer of Jesus Christ and who is who works for the cause of the gospel, that is what everybody should share, this wish and this will.
为什么主要把教会建立在地上？
Why does the Lord want to have a church on the earth?
很简单，都是为着福音的缘故。
It's very simple, because all is for the sake of the gospel.
我相信常常来教会的人都应该知道什么叫做福音。
I trust that all of you, if you have been to church often or for a while, you would have understood what gospel is.
福音很简单的，就是主耶稣基督这位救主带给世上的人永生。
Gospel, simply put, is Jesus Christ, the Lord Jesus Christ, brings the eternal life, the salvation to the people in the world.
我为什么要这样子问？
Why do I want to ask you the question like this?
因为很多人以为福音就是福气。
Because a lot of people have this misunderstanding that they thought the gospel means the blessing.
信了耶稣，我要什么向神要，神就给。
They will think that gospel means after I put my trust in Jesus Christ, if I'm a believer and ask anything in His name, and He will give it to me.
神给我们最好的信息就是他的儿子到世上来，带来了我们的永生。
The best message that God has given us, all of us, is that His Son, Jesus Christ, came to the world and to bring us eternal life.
对我们中国人来讲，我们要了解永生不是长寿。
Especially to Chinese people, I want to clarify a concept of eternal life. Eternal life is not just longevity or long life.
在人世上，我们有许许多多灰心失望的地方。
there are a lot of just distressing or discouraging moments in our lives.
很多人到了老年都有病痛。
For people who are getting older and aging, that we have body aches and pains.
假如这些人所能够得到的，从神那里得到的，就是长寿，我相信他们不一定会高兴。
If what we say eternal life means long life, and those people who are suffering bodily aches and pains, I'm sure they would not enjoy that concept very much to have a long life.
永生是神的生命。
The eternal life that we are talking about refers to the life of God.
像神那样子的生命叫做永生。
The life that God has is what we call an eternal life.
不只是长寿。
It is not just long life.
圣经上特别称这种生命叫做丰盛的生命。
The Bible calls the eternal life the abundant life.
所以弟兄姊妹，你想想看，假如你能生活一种生活像神那样子生活的，你应该很满意。
Brothers and sisters, if you think about it, if you can live a life that just like what God has, that you'll be a very, very good life.
所以教会是为了要传扬神给我们永生。
The purpose of the church, the function of the church, is to proclaim the eternal life that God has for us.
宣道的人要到处去宣扬神已经给了我们永生。
The missionaries or people who are in the missions field, they are going out and then they are going to proclaim the fact that God has given us, granted us eternal life.
宣教士们所宣的道就是这个。
And the message of all the missionaries are just this, that God has granted us eternal life.
那么这个月是我们教会的宣道月。
April, this month April is the missions month for our church.
我们教会每年都有一个月把它特别拿出来做宣道用。
Every month, every April, every year, we would just set apart about 4 weeks of time to talk about the mission, the subject mission.
这个目的就是要鼓励弟兄姊妹们对宣道的事情有更多的负担。
The purpose of the missions month is just to emphasize the importance of the mission and then just to encourage the brothers and sisters so that they would feel the burden of doing the missions on their own.
不只是要你们对宣道有更多的知识。
It's not just to have more head knowledge of what mission is about.
主要是要你们对宣道有更重的负担。
It's the purpose of the missions month is that you will have more burden or feel more burdened to serve in the area of the missions.
从前你觉得宣道不是你的事情。
Before you might think that the word mission sounds very distant to you.
盼望经过了宣道月，你开始觉得哦，原来宣道是我的一个负担。
I just have this desire and wish that after the month of April, that you will find that actually mission is something that is related to you and it's the burden that God has put on your heart.
我们先有点祷告。
Let's pray.
主，谢谢你给我们这个 mission 的这一个月。
Lord, we thank you that you have given us this missions month.
让我们有机会能够把这个负担交给我们的弟兄姊妹。
That we have this opportunity to pass this burden for mission to the brothers and sisters of the congregation.
这个负担，这个使命是从你来的。
Lord, this burden of mission and this mission of mission actually comes from you yourself.
你所有的儿女，每一个儿女都应该有负担。
Every child of yours should have this burden.
求主的圣灵亲自 对我们每一个人的心说话。
May the Holy Spirit speak to our hearts, to each and every one of us.
我们这样祷告，靠耶稣基督圣名。
We pray this in the name of Jesus.
Amen. 宣道这个名词在圣经里都没有。
You do not find this word a mission in the Bible.
这个是从拉丁文的原文翻译过来的。
This word mission comes from the Latin word.
这个 metere 这个字，它的意思是差派或者送出去。
This Latin word metere originally meant to send or sending out.
因此我们常常听到有人，特别是最近，称宣道士是拆船的人。
So in we usually hear these people who also call the missionaries the people who are sent out.
宣道士就是奉差遣出去传道的人。
Missionaries are people who are sent to just preach the gospel.
我很喜欢读宣道士的传记。
I like reading either biography or autobiographies of the missionaries.
从宣道士的传记里头，我发现了所有神所重用的宣道士有一个共同点。
When I read these autobiographies or biographies of these missionaries, I found there is something in common that these missionaries share, that they are used greatly by God.
我要提醒弟兄姊妹朋友们，我所讲的，今天世界上有千千万万的宣教士。
I just want to have a reminder for brothers and sisters and friends that there are thousands of missionaries in the world today.
历代以来，过去差不多这两千年，更是有无数的宣教士。
Especially in the past about 2,000 years, there are just countless missionaries in the world.
可是被神所重用的，到现在大家都能够知道这些人是什么人的，却不多。
But a few are the people that are used mightily by God, and few are the people that we are still acquainted with today.
所以我所说的对神所重用的宣道士有一个共同点，是讲的这少数的宣道士他们相同的有一点。
So when I talk about this, something that they share, something common, I'm talking about those missionaries, this handful of missionaries that who are used mightily by God, and then who are just still remembered by us today.
所有做宣教士的应该有这样子的相同点。
And every missionary that you want to be a missionary, you should have this common trait.
但是很可惜，只有少数的宣教士是如此。
But regrettably, actually only a few of the missionaries had this in common.
这一点就是一颗热爱世上的灵魂的心。
What's this common point that I'm talking about? It's just a heart for the love of the soul.
千千万万的宣教士到工厂去做工，并不是因为他同情那些世上的灵魂。
We see about thousands of missionaries. They go into the field to work for the Lord. But the reason is not because they are compassionate or they have compassion for the souls of the human souls.
他看到这么多的人到这个很遥远的地方去，偏远的地方去传福音，这个实在是一件不容易的事情。
I know it's not very easy just to go to somewhere very remote, very distant, to be a missionary, to preach the gospel.
他们也羡慕这样子的生活。
They want to live a life like that, just to go to distant places and preach the gospel.
可是一等到他到了工厂，他就会发现 工厂里的所有一切的发生的事情跟他的想象完全不同。
But once they arrived at the mission field, they found whatever is happening, everything there, is just contrary to what they were expecting.
不久以前，Southern Baptist 他们曾经发表过一篇言论。
Not long ago, the Southern Baptist denomination they had this this statement. They made a statement.
Southern Baptist 很注重宣教的。
The Southern Baptist denomination they actually value missions a lot.
在他的这个 Southern Baptist 的这个范围里头，他有两个所谓是 mission board.
There are two mission boards within the Southern Baptist denomination.
一个叫做 Foreign Mission Board， 一个叫 Domestic Mission Board。
The first one is a foreign mission board, and then the other branch is a domestic mission board.
在外国我不知道，我知道美国的差不多所有这个浸信会的这些教会，他们每年都特别有一批钱，叫做这个 mission fund， 要把它这个收集起来，要送到。这个 Southern Baptist Convention.
I don't know about other countries, but I know in the United States that the Baptist Church, they will have a tradition. They will set apart a sum of money just to collect them together and send it over to Southern Baptist Convention every year for just set apart for the purpose of the mission.
Southern Baptist 这个特别的奉献叫做 Latte Moon offering.
This special offering that's set apart for the mission is called Latte Moon.
Yeah. 这是一个人的名字，一个姊妹特别到中国去宣道的。
This is Latte Moon was named after a sister who used to be a missionary in China.
所以 Southern Baptist 就用这位姊妹的名字来这个名就是给他的奉献，这个特别的宣教的奉献叫 Latte Moon Offering。
That's why the Southern Baptist Convention or the denomination they named this fund, missions fund, were offering in the name of this sister who used to be a missionary in China.
钱很多。
It is a large sum of money.
所以不久以前 Southern Baptist 说是我们的问题不是没有钱。
So when they made a statement a while ago, the Southern Baptist Convention denomination, they said the problem is not lack of funding.
我们有很多的钱，可以送很多的宣教士到世界各地去。
We have lots of money, and we are able to send lots of missionaries to all parts of the world to preach the gospel.
我们觉得最可惜的一件事情就是。差不多百分之九十几的宣教士送出去之后，一个 term 就不再出去了。
But the thing that we found that's regretful is that most of the missionaries, about over 90% of missionaries that were sent to different parts of the world, they will come back after serving one term in the missions field.
那是四年。
And one term is about 4 years.
四年之后，他们再不做 missionary.
So they just made a decision not to serve as a missionary anymore after 4 years, after one term.
当然，这其中有很多很多的理由。
Of course, there are a lot of reasons involved in these decisions.
但是我个人的看法就是，这些人没有一颗热爱世上灵魂的心。
But personally, I think what they need is a heart for the lost souls, for the people.
这种有热爱灵魂的心的人，他们忠于神的呼召。
Those who do have a heart, for the souls, for the lost souls of the human beings, they are usually faithful to God's calling.
当他们进入工厂的时候，他把全部的身心 以及他一切所有的通通奉献上。
When they do go to the missions field, they would devote or dedicate all their being, their souls, their body, their mind into the missions.
包括他们自己以及他们所爱的人的性命。
Including their own lives and then the lives of those people they love.
我很快的要举四个例子。
I'm going to just give four examples of these missionaries.
第一个，我相信我们大家都听过的 ，David Livingstone.
The first missionary I'm sure most of you have heard of his name is David Livingstone.
这个人是一个英国人，或者说 Scottish， 是苏格兰人。
He is a Scottish.
他从27岁到死60岁，他所有的时间性命都用在向非洲的土著传福音的上面。
He started when he was 27 years old until the time of his death, which is when he was 60 years old. He spent all his time just being a missionary for the Aborigines and in Africa.
他专门对非洲的土人这个有负担。
He has a heart, and he has a heart just for the souls of those Aborigines in Africa.
很多那些土人都是杀人不眨眼的人。
And most of them are just murderers or they kill.
这是 David Livingstone， 总是想法子要跟这些人接触，要向这些人传福音。
But David Livingstone actually, he was thinking of all kinds of opportunities, so that he can just at least be with these people, and he has a chance to preach the gospel to them.
最后，他的性命也送在非洲。
And he died in Africa himself.
他回到英国，我记得至少有一次。整个的英国人都欢迎他，都赞美他。
When he went back to Scotland or England, I remember at least one time the people from the whole nation just came and welcomed him and gave him praises.
他可以留在英国像今天的宣教士一样的到处去演讲。
If he would stay in Scotland or England, he would be just like the missionaries today.He would just be going around and giving speeches.
David Livingstone 说，我没有时间留在英国，我要回到非洲去。
David Livingstone says that I am, the time is limited or tight. I have no time to stay in Scotland. I need to get back to Africa.
弟兄姊妹，朋友们，你有没有想象过 David Livingstone 所传福音的对象是那些很可能会杀他的那些人。
Have you ever thought of this, brothers and sisters and friends, that these people that David Livingstone was preaching to are the people that could potentially take his life as well?
另外一个人我们都知道 ，Hudson Taylor.
But the other missionary I want to mention is Hudson Taylor.
这个人一生在中国的内地宣道。
He spent his whole life in China Inland Mission.
最后，他死在湖南长沙。
He died in Changsha, city of Changsha in Hunan Province.
他的妻子跟他四个子女都死在中国，葬在江苏的镇江。
And his wife and his four children, they all died and were buried in Zhenjiang city of Jiangsu Province, China.
子孙五代一直到今天还在中国传福音。
And the following five generations, the offsprings of Hudson Taylor, they are still preaching or being missionaries to Chinese people.
他的第四代孙子叫戴韶珍。
The great 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 grandson.
叫戴韶珍。
戴韶珍。
James Taylor.
James Taylor.
我跟他算是相当熟。
I know him quite well.
当我在 Cincinnati 的时候，有一天他跟他的妻子，他妻子是个 librarian。
When I was in Cincinnati, and then one day, James Taylor and his wife, who is a librarian,
到我家里来说，朱弟兄啊，请你为我的儿子祷告。
They came to my apartment house, and then they said, Brother Chu, could you pray for my son?
那时候他的儿子在 Asbury 读书。
His son was in the Asbury seminary then.
我们刘长老也是 Asbury 毕业的。
Elder Liu also is a graduate of the Asbury Seminary.
James Taylor 跟我讲，他说我的儿子很恨中国人。
James Taylor told me that my son actually hates Chinese people.
他跟他的父母公开地讲，我没有办法继续向中国人传福音。
He actually told his parents that there is no way that I will be a missionary in China or just preach the gospel to Chinese people.
原因是他从小是在台湾长大的。
The reason being he was raised up in Taiwan.
当他小的时候跟我们中国人在一起念书，常常被中国人打。
When he was in school with these Taiwanese children, he was actually beaten a lot by these kids.
大家一看到他是个外国人，洋鬼子跑到这里来，当然就拿他开开玩笑，也就是去打他、气他。
When the kids in Taiwan in the school that he went to found out that he's a foreigner and he looks different from them, so they tend to just tease him and then bully him.
所以他的儿子说，我为什么要去爱这些人？我没有办法爱这些人。
And his sons was telling their parents, his parents, that why should I preach the gospel to these Chinese? There's no way that I can love them.
所以 James 很为这件事情伤心。
James Taylor was greatly grieved by what his son was saying.
已经四代。他们每一代都留在中国，向中国人传福音。
Because for the four generations after Hudson Taylor, every generation have just been preaching faithfully to the Chinese, to the Chinese people.
现在您到他的儿子，说是讨厌中国人，不要对中国人传福音。
Now up to this, his son, which is the fifth generation, and here is his son saying that he hates Chinese, and he doesn't want to. Just to preach the gospel to Chinese people.
所以他说，这个小孩子需要祷告。
That's why he told us that this boy of ours needs prayers.
你知道吧？这个儿子现在拼命地向中国人传福音。
Do you know what happened to this son right now? He actually is just fervently preaching gospel in China right now to the Chinese people.
他怎么会变心的？
Why sudden change of heart for this boy?
很简单，神听了他们父母的祷告。
It's very simple because God heard the prayers of these grieving parents.
他从 Asbury 毕业以后到 Boston 教会去实习。
When he graduated from Asbury Seminary, he went to Boston, just one of the church in Boston, to do his internship.
在那个地方，他爱上了一个中国的女孩子。
And while interning at a church in Boston, he fell in love with one of the a Chinese girl.
这个女孩子是从台湾来的。
And this girl is from Taiwan.
整个的观念都改变了。
It actually changed completely what is opinion of the Chinese people.
所以他现在是第五代。带着身在这个传向中国人传福音。
So officially, this son of James Taylor is the fifth generation after Hudson Taylor, and he's still faithfully preaching the gospel to the Chinese people.
神不只是听了我们的祷告，神也听了 戴德森这一家五代的对中国世上灵魂的祷告。
You know the God who not only who heard the prayers of ours regarding James' son, also heard the prayers of these five generations after Hudson Taylor, heard their prayers regarding the lost souls in China.
当戴德森奉献去做传道。
When Hudson Taylor dedicated his life to be a full-time missionary.
神给了他一个意念，就是要向中国人传福音。
God has put a burden on his heart, and that burden is to preach to the people in China.
所以他从十几岁开始，他就学中国话，看说中国的地图，吃中国的东西，过中国人的生活。
So since he was a teenager, was in his teens, he started learning the Chinese language, and then just trying to read the Chinese map, and then eating Chinese food, learning just to acquainting himself with Chinese culture.
当他离开英国到中国来的时候，
when he left England and when he came to China,
他的妈妈送他到轮船的码头。
His mother saw him off at this the dock where the ship lands.
Yeah, 我相信那个 harbor 就 Southampton 啊，他这个船停在那个地方，他的妈妈送他去。等到 Hudson Taylor 上了船的时候，他妈妈痛苦。
This place that I talked about is Southampton Harbor that Hudson Taylor's mom saw him off, and then once he got on the ship, his mom was so grieved that she couldn't control her tears.
因为他的儿子 Hudson Taylor 对他妈妈讲，妈，我们也许这一生没有办法再见面了。
Because of what Hudson Taylor told his mom, that mom, there is a possibility that we are not going to be seeing each other in this lifetime.
那个时候，从英国到中国，常常要走半年的时间。
Over then and there, it took about 6 months time to travel from England to China.
因为在那个时候还没有苏伊士运河。
And because we did not have a Suez Canal then.
那现在从英国到中国，就从这个地中海走这个苏伊士运河了，就进印度洋，很快就到了中国了。
Right now, if you want to go from England to China, all you have to do is go through the Mediterranean Sea and then go through the Suez Canal.And then into the Indian Ocean, and you will come to China, just rather quickly.
坐飞机当然就更快。
Of course, it's even quicker, much quicker if you take airplanes.
但是在十八世纪还没有飞机。
But there were no airplanes in the 18th century.
所以那个时候，从英国到中国，要环绕。这个大西洋从非洲南部的好望角进入太平洋印度洋，然后从印度洋再到太平洋到上海。
So over then, because of the lack of transportation, if you want to go from England to China, what you do is actually go through Atlantic Ocean and then to Indian Ocean.
我们都知道为什么非洲南部叫好望角。
We all know why the southern part of Africa is called the Cape Hope.
因为坐船到了非洲的南部，常常船会翻掉的。
Because there is a very high chance of the ship turning over or shipwreck.
所以你假如你能够走好望角打个转进来印度洋，你的这是运气好。
So it's just a high chance of turning over when you reach the southern part of Africa. So once you reach Cape Hope and then you turn around and go into the Indian Ocean. That means you're very lucky. You're just in good luck.
所以那个就是 Cape of Good Hope.
That's why that cape is called the Cape of Good Hope.
从英国打这么一转，往往要四个月到六个月。
It takes about 4 to 6 months just to make that turn, from England around the Cape Hope.
所以 Hudson Taylor 觉得大概再回英国的希望不太大。
That's why Hudson Taylor thought that the chances of him coming back.Safely to England is very slim.
他到中国去的时候，他就已经立定了志向，他的所有一切都要交给中国。
When he went to China, he just made the decision that everything he has, the whole being, is to be given to China, people in China.
所以他要死在中国，他要葬在中国。
He is to die in China, and he is to be buried in China.
他的妻子、他的儿女都要死在中国、葬在中国。
His wife and his children, they are to die in China, and they are to be buried in China as well.
在加拿大有一个人，我们中国人叫做古约翰。
There is one person, who is from Canada. His name is Jonathan Goforth.
他在中国的白方宣道了有40多年。
He has been working in the missions field as a missionary in northern China for over 40 years.
这个古约翰是出了名的，有一双大脚。
Jonathan Goforth, this person, he has a pair of big feet.
那么神特别呼召他到中国的白方去宣道。
God has actually called him specifically to northern China to work in the missions field.
那从前的宣教士没有汽车的，只有走路。
And you do know that the missionaries before, they did not have transportation or automobile, and all they did is just to walk around and preach the gospel.
古约翰宣道的本那个方法是大家都有名的。
And the way that Jonathan Goforth, he preached the gospel, is very well known.
他到人家家里去，他都是在乡下敲门。
No, he was preaching in the countryside in northern China, so he would just walk to somebody's door and knock on the door.
那中国乡下人一开门一看，这个洋鬼子在外面，啪，门把子就关起来。
These people in the village, when they opened the door and saw a foreigner, they would just shut the door in his face.
古约翰就知道怎么样来对付这个方法。
And Jonathan knew how to deal with these kind of people.
他有一双很大的脚，我刚才讲的是大脚的。
As I said, he has a pair of just huge feet.
当那个门一开的时候，他那个大脚就踩进去了。
After he knocked on the door, after the people opened the door, before they had a chance to close the door, and he would use the feet in between the door to just let them have a chance to talk to him.
所以这个农夫不管有脚没有脚就关门。
And these villagers, they didn't care whether there are feet stuck between the doors, they just closed the door anyways.
古约翰的那只脚绝对不拿出来的。
And then Jonathan would Goforth, he would never take out his feet.
就是把他的脚给搞断了，他也要让他的脚在门里头。
Even if his feet were broken by the door, he's going to just stick his feet in between the doors.
所以很多人因为这个缘故没有办法，只有开门让他进去。
So because of what happened, people had to open the door and just let him in.
是他在那种情况之下宣教了40年。
It is under just the living conditions of northern China that he has served as a missionary for over 40 years.
他四个儿女都病死在中国。
All his four children died of just illness in China.
他常常有病也到处去跑。
He is also faithfully just walking around preaching the gospel in sickness himself.
等到老年的时候，他眼睛看不见了。
Until he lost his sight in his old age, he couldn't see anymore.
那现在很简单，白内障就是很容易就解决这个问题。
Actually, right now with the health care right now, it's very easy to treat eye condition like what he had before.
可是，在古约翰那个时候，这个眼睛一里面长了东西啊，就没有办法了。
But during the years that he was, Jonathan was serving in the northern China, if there is certain growth inside of the eyes, there is just no way, just no cure or treatment for that condition.
到了最后，他只能够看到人的影子，看不清楚人的面孔。
At the end of his life, he could only see maybe a blurry shadow of somebody, but he couldn't see their faces clearly.
最后，古约翰只有回家。
What he did is he had to go back to his home, which is in Canada.
当古约翰坐在火车上要离开山东的时候。
When Jonathan Goffers was riding, was on the train, when he was leaving Shandong province in China,
整个的车站上的人都带着眼泪去送古约翰。
The people from Shandong, China, they just filled the train station and then to see him off. And then the people, just there's no dry eye in the audience.
可是古约翰看不到他们的眼泪。
But our missionary Jonathan Goffert, he could not see the tears in people's eyes anymore.
他就变成个哈子，变成个瞎子，回到加拿大。
So he lost his sight, and then he was blind, just a blind person going back to Canada.
一直到死，他的看不见影子的那个眼睛啊。一直都是有中国的影子在里头。
It is said that even to the time of his death, the eyes that cannot see or can only see a blurry shadow, there's one thing that he can see, and that is the shadow of China.
我还要再讲一个人，他叫 Adoniram Judson， 我们中国人叫杰德森。
There is another person that a missionary I want to just talk about is Adoniram Judson.
他是在缅甸宣教的。
Adoniram Judson is a missionary in Burma.
他是个美国人。
He himself is an American.
他结婚两次，生了儿女，通通都死在缅甸。
He got, was married twice, and both wives and all the children that, of his died in a missions field in Burma.
等到他老年的时候，他特别就是跟他同工的人讲，他说我要死在缅甸。
During his old age, that he had a special dying wish that he told his co-workers.In Burma, that I will die in Burma.
请把我的身体丢到海里面去。
Please just bury my body or throw my body into the ocean in Burma.
也许这个身体能够随着洋流能够回到美国。
Maybe just by the current of the ocean, that they are able the current is able to take me back to.America.
只要有一天他还是活着的，他要把他的生命送在缅甸。
He said, if there's one breath left in my life, I will give that breath to the Burmese.
弟兄姊妹，为什么这些宣道士这样的热爱世上的灵魂？
Brothers and sisters, why do these missionaries, why do they love the lost souls of these foreign countries?
在他宣教的时候，在他工作的时候，他不惜一切的牺牲。
When they are in their missions field, when they are working, they have no regard for anything else that is that's in their life.
他们所爱的妻子死在中国。
Their loved ones, their wives died in China.
他们在中国所生的孩子也死在中国。
The children that they had in China, they also died and were buried in China.
他们都不愿意回到自己的国家去。
And they didn't even want to go back to their home country.
他们要把整个的生命，一切的所有，都用在宣教的这个地方。
They will give their all being, the whole being, to the missions cause, in China or in these foreign countries.
我觉得原因之所以他们这样子决心、这样子愿意，是因为他们了解他们从神那里所得到的救恩是何等的宝贵。
I think the reason they are willing, they are willing to sacrifice, they're going to give their whole being to the missions field and to these lost souls because they have the understanding of how precious the Lord Jesus Christ, the salvation is.
信主的人这么多，为什么爱神的只有那少数？
There are many believers in the Lord, but how come we only have a handful of people who love the Lord so much?
因为只有那少数的人，他们是真正的了解他从神那里所得到的救恩是何等的宝贵。
Because only these handfuls of people, or these few people, only they understood that the preciousness, or how precious it is, the salvation from the Lord.
这些少数人看到了神的真正的荣耀。
These few people are the people who actually saw the real glory of our God.
这些少数人是真正的知道救主耶稣基督他的价值是何等的宝贵。
And these few, they know that how precious and they know the value of our Lord Jesus Christ.
当一个人对神的认识越深刻
，the more you know God，
经历神的爱越多
，the more you experience God's love，
就会觉得自己对神的这一点点的奉献，这一点点的牺牲，实在是算不得什么。
The more you know Him and the more you experience His love， just you will think that it's nothing. Whatever you put onThe devotion, the dedication, the things that you put on for the cause of the Lord is nothing compared to what He is and what He has given us.
我们一般人对神做过什么奉献？
What have we done for the Lord?
有几个人在教会里头搬了搬椅子、搬桌子的？
How many people in the church are actually helping out with moving the chairs and tables?
有几个人在教会你的大扫除的时候，这个把家里的事情放下来到教会来，花个半天的时间在教会你的打扫。
How many of you, when we do the church annual cleaning, actually can just leave the house chores behind and come to the church and spend half a day and do the just the church cleaning?
更不要讲到说是有几个弟兄姊妹曾经为了侍奉神受伤甚至于死亡。
Not to mention that how many of you actually have suffered injury or sickness for this, or death, for the sake of the gospel.
基本上就是因为他对自己的奉献跟自己的牺牲觉得好像太过于有价值了，从神那里其实没有得到什么。
The reason that we see this apathy in the church is because we actually compare to what we get from the Lord, that we think we are sacrificing too much, we're just devoting too much to the church.
使徒保罗可以说是教会的历史上一个模范的一个宣道士。
Apostle Paul can be said to be a just the model missionary, the example of the missionary in the church history.
所以我就想引用他的话来做我们的结论。
I want to conclude with something that's said by Apostle Paul.
我们刚才读过了哥林多前书九章二十三节，凡我所行，都是为着福音的缘故。
We have just covered the verses, 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 23. I do all this for the sake of the gospel, that I may share in its blessings.
他就讲，除了福音之外，他什么事情也没做。
What he was basically saying here is, apart from gospel, he has done virtually nothing.
对保罗来讲，一切的事情都是为了传福音。
To Paul, everything he does or he did was for the sake of the gospel.
他所讲的话是传福音。
The words he uttered was for the cause of the gospel.
他的生活是为着福音做见证。
The life he lived is a witness for the sake of the gospel.
到了老年的时候，他从耶路撒冷被抓了，送到罗马去。
In his old age, when he was taken from Jerusalem to Rome to be put in prison,
很多的人都觉得保罗为什么这么傻。
Many people would think of Paul as being very foolish.
你不必要坐监，你不必要送命。
You don't need to go to prison, and you don't need to risk your life.
你已经为神做过这么多的牺牲，你为什么还要在这里拼命？
You have already done so much for the Lord. Why are you still putting your all for the sake of the gospel?
使徒行传第二十章，保罗做过这样子的一个见证。
If you can turn to Acts chapter 20, Apostle Paul said something like this. Acts 20.
二十二节到二十四节。
Acts chapter 20, verse 22 to 24.
现在我往耶路撒冷去，心甚迫切，不知道在那里要遇见什么事，但知道圣灵在各城里向我指证说，有捆锁与患难等待我，我却不以性命为念，也不看为宝贵，只要行完我的路程，成就我从主耶稣所领受的职事，证明上帝恩惠的福音。
Acts chapter 20, verse 22 to 24. And now compelled by the Spirit, I am going to Jerusalem, not knowing what will happen to me there. Verse 23. I only know that in every city, the Holy Spirit warns me that prison and hardships are facing me. 24. However, I consider my life worth nothing to me. My only aim is to finish the race and complete the task the Lord Jesus has given me, the task of testifying to the good news of God's grace.
保罗说，我的人生的目标、目的就是为了传福音。
What Paul is saying here is,The only aim of my life is to preach the gospel.
对我来讲，性命算不得什么。
To me, my life is worth nothing.
甚至于，我并不觉得我的性命是那样子宝贵。
I don't even value my life that much.
当他看到了他在神那里所得到的那个福气，那个祝福，那个盼望，生命算得什么？
When he saw and experienced the hope, the blessing that he got from God, compared to what he knew about God, his life is nothing.
腓立比书第三章，我们还记得第八节，他讲过这样的话。
If you can turn to the book of Philippians, book of Philippians, chapter 3, verse 8.
不但如此，我也将万事当作有损的，因我已认识我主基督耶稣为至宝，我为他已经丢弃万事，看作粪土，为要得着基督。
Philippians chapter 3 verse 8 from Apostle Paul. What is more, I consider everything a loss because of the surpassing worth of knowing Christ Jesus my Lord, for whose sake I have lost all things. I consider them garbage that I may gain Christ.
对保罗来讲，世界上所有的人，所有的事物都是像粪土一样没有价值。
To Paul, Apostle Paul, everything and everybody in the world is like dung to him that has no value or garbage.
不但如此，他把这些东西看作对他是一种损失。
Not only does he treat them as garbage or dung, he actually thought that they are harmful to him.
为什么？
Why?
因为这些世界上的东西都把我们对神的爱心夺去了。
He considered all these things and these people in the world a loss to him because they actually competed for our attention for God.
为什么我们看不到弟兄姊妹去爱神？去爱神。
Why can't we see that brothers and sisters are loving God?
因为对这些人工作更重要，钱财更重要，声望更重要。
Because to these brothers and sisters that we see, or friends we see, to them, work seems to be more important than God, and wealth seems to be more important than God, and also reputation seems to be more important than God.
所以保罗说，我为基督已经丢弃万事，都看作粪土。
That's why Paul said over here in Philippians 3:8, is for the for whose sake I have lost all things for Jesus Christ's sake, and I consider them garbage.
保罗他是一个真正认识神的人。
Paul is a true believer that he truly knows God.
我们就看到罗马书第十一章。他曾经这样子讲神。
If you can turn to Romans chapter 11, Romans
11, 第三十六节最后这一节，因为万有都是本于他，他就是神，依靠他，归于他，愿荣耀归给他，直到永远，阿们。
The last verse of Romans 11, Romans chapter 11, verse 36.For from him, and him here refers to God, and through him, and him refers to God as well, and for him are all things. To him be the glory forever. Amen.
一切都是神的。
Everything belongs to God.
没有他，其他的都没有价值，都没有意义。
Nothing has value. Not having God as their center.
我们再读一节圣经。
Let's turn to another verse.
是在马太福音二十八章。
It's from the book of Matthew, chapter 28, Matthew 28.
这是对我们所有的信耶稣的人一个提醒。
This is a reminder for all of us who are believers in Christ.
让我们不要忘记为什么我们有宣道月。
And then just give us a reminder that why we have a missions month.
我们看十九节二十节，所以这是主耶稣的话，你们要去使万民做我的门徒，奉父子圣灵的名给他们施洗，凡我所吩咐你们的都教训他们遵守，我就常与你们同在。直到世界的末了。
If you can turn to Matthew chapter 28, verse 19 and verse 20. Verse 19, therefore go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Verse 20, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. And surely I am with you always to the very end of the age.
你看这里面最主要的两个字是什么？你们。
There are two very important words in these two verses.
And 你们要去使万民做门徒，凡我所吩咐你们的，都教训他们。
And the, one of the most important words over here is you, that you go and make disciples of all nations. And everything that I have commanded you, that you are supposed to obey.
这跟我们讲什么？
So what is Jesus trying to tell us here?
宣道是所有神儿女的责任。
That mission is a responsibility of every child of God.
是你们出去传福音。
Over here, verse 19 says, you go and make disciples of all nations.
是你们每一个人出去做教导的工作。
It is every one of you to go out and teach.
不要坐在家里头，放几个钱在奉献箱里头，自己就觉得已经尽了宣道的责任。
And not just to sit at home, and then just tithing in this tithe box, and then think that you have done your share of the mission.
去使万民做我的门徒。
Go and make disciples of all nations.
每一个人，你都有责任。
Over here talks about you, every one of you has the responsibility of go and make disciples of all nations.
最后我要花三分钟讲一件事。
Lastly, I will spend about 3 minutes to talk about a topic.
因为这件事我从来没有在大堂讲过，但是对我来说是一件很重要的事情。
I have never been able to talk about this matter in Sunday worship in the sanctuary, but this is something that's just very dear to my heart and very important to me.
我们因为看到刚才大使命说，你们去使万民做我的门徒。
As we have just read in verse 19 of the Great Commission that you go and make disciples of all nations.
我们中间有多少人知道在 Fontana 那边现在有一个聚会？
How many of you know of the fact that we do have a missions field, which is a church in Fontana right now?
在那里没有听过福音的中国人，你们关心过吗？
And in Fontana, have you ever shown any concern for the lost souls in the people in Fontana who have never heard of the gospel?
你觉不觉得那些人是需要福音的？
Do you really think that these people in Fontana, they've never heard of the gospel, that they do need the gospel?
开十几二十分钟的车子，你就可以到 Fontana。
It takes only about a 10-20 minute drive to go to Fontana, and you're able to do something in the church of Fontana.
为什么我们从来没有看到你们在 Fontana 出现？
How come I've not been able to see your faces in the church of Fontana?
Fontana 的世上的华人不是我们的责任吗？
Aren't these lost souls of Chinese people in Fontana part of our responsibility as well?
难道神的命令只是对我们几个人这样讲的吗？
Are God's command or God's great commission only for a few of us who are currently serving in the church of Fontana?
去使万民做我的门徒。
Go and make disciples of all nations.
然后把我所教导你的一切来教导这些人。
And then teach whatever I have taught you or commanded you to these people.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，这两句话你做了多少？
Dear brothers and sisters, how much have you obeyed the message that's given by Jesus in these two verses?
假如你说，哎呀， 我还不知道这个事啊。
If you said, oh, I've just heard about this church in Fontana, the Fontana Ministry.
那现在我告诉你了。
Now you know it.
你知道在 Fontana 那里有一个小的聚会在那里拼命在那里挣扎，希望能够把主耶稣基督的福音传给那些时尚的，特别是我们的同胞。
And you now know that there is a little, there's a small church in Fontana, Fontana Ministry you have over there, and we are just struggling. We're trying just to find the people and to preach the gospel to those lost souls, especially the Chinese people in the area of Fontana.
所以今天我把这个责任放在你们的身上。
Today I have shared this responsibility with each and every one of you.
从这个时候开始，你要对神讲，为什么你对 Fontana 世上的人没有负担
？And starting now, since I have already given you this command, and then you will have to face God and just deal with God. How come you don't have any compassion for the lost souls in Fontana?
弟兄姊妹，作为一个基督徒，不只是星期天的听道而已。
Brothers and sisters, Being a believer in Christ is not just, just we are here on Sunday and doing worship and Sunday Christians.
刚才我讲到的这四个宣教士，他们是怎么样子去侍奉主的
？I have just shared with you about the lives and biographies of these four missionaries and see how they served the Lord and how they dedicated to the Lord.
那些人的妻子儿女对他们。不重要吗
？Aren't their loved ones, their wives and their children not important to them？
为做神的缘故，他什么都放下了。
But for the sake of the cause of the gospel, they are willing to just lay down everything just for the sake of gospel.
所以今天，弟兄姊妹们，你们要向神来解答为什么。你没有奉献给神。
And today, you will have to answer to God. The question is, how come you have not been faithful or dedicated to the service of the Lord?
我知道有些人心里也是想，主长老子不关你的事。
I think some of you are just thinking, in your heart that, you know, Elder Chu, it's none of your business what I'm doing.
是不关我的事。但是为了爱你们的缘故，我不能不提醒你们。
I know it is none of my business how much you are dedicating to the Lord, but for the sake of love that I have for you, that I have to remind you.
因为我相信有一天神要问我们为什么你坐在那里没有动。
Because I truly believe that one day that we are going to answer to God.And we are going to give a report to God. And how come we are just not doing anything, just idling in the church?
所以我今天特别给弟兄姊妹们一个字，就是 Fontana.
Today, one word I want to give to the brothers and sisters is the word Fontana.
我们通祷告。
Let's pray.
主，谢谢你给我们机会来讲宣教的事情。
Lord, we thank you that we have this opportunity to talk about the missions today.
你呼召你的儿女要为宣教的事情牺牲。
You have given the calling. You have called your children that they will just put up their whole life or just sacrifice for the sake of gospel.
我相信有一天我们要站在你的审判台前对你讲为什么我们没有牺牲。
I believe that one day we are going to stand before the throne of judgment, that we are going to give you a report and just answer you that how come we did not sacrifice everything we have for you.
主啊，我们从主耶稣基督那里得到世界上最宝贵的生命。
So we have received from the Lord Jesus Christ the most precious life.
给我们荣耀的盼望。
Lord, give us this glorious hope in you.
因为将来我们每一个人都要在你的面前有永生。
Lord, because one day that we are going to stand before you receiving eternal life.
让我们不要忘记那些还在罪恶里的挣扎的人。
Lord, let us not forget those souls, those people who are still struggling in sin.
他们需要听到福音。
Because they need to hear the gospel.
真正的福音。
A true gospel.
求主在我们每一个人心里面动工。
Lord, may you work in each and every one of our hearts.
让我们不要只要自己享受就满足了。
So we do not just, we're not engrossed in our just self-centered lives.
这不是主赐生命的一个目的。
Lord, that's not why you give us abundant life in the first place.
主给我们生命，让我们去再去建造另外的生命。
Lord, the reason you give us life is because you want us to go around and build up other lives around us.
主啊，求你使然。
Lord, give us grace.
这样祷告，靠耶稣基督圣名。
We pray this in the holy name of Jesus Christ. Amen.